I don't know why I have a sweeper like that for the Lords of Logic, ending with yeah. Doesn't quite feel like that when the heat comes on. 3 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. Welcome, my name's Joyce, and I want to say thanks to everyone with a confession, with a story, with a contribution. And I'm so glad that the opinions kind of shapen logic-induce perspectives and cause people to reason through what might be, what someone is thinking, what they may have heard, or say even an experience that they may have gone through. You can hear the world through the testimonies of other people, and maybe their assumption, in my opinion, is that. And that's if you know how to think. If you know how to think, you can take your reason, you can take your judgment, you can take what you have heard, you can take what you have discovered, you can piece it together and extract conviction or extract knowledge out of it. So I'm hoping that you get that out of the sunny side, really. So once again, thank you. If you were unable to get through with your confession today on the show, I must extend an apology to you. But of course, you know, like, what could I do? Time is all we have, and I'm working with it. Next week is another day, and you would have the opportunity, if you call me earlier, that is, you would have the opportunity to bring forward your confession, and we can hear it, get public opinion about it, and better still, you can get it off your chest. You can hear, you can ease yourself by allowing other people for a moment, shoulder your own burden, and let them bring solutions forward for you. I think that helps. Okay, good. Welcome, lords, to the Lords of Logic. Now, this is really what living is about. I think a man's first duty is to think. The duty of a man. Maybe that's why the head is on top. Maybe that's why the head is above the shoulder. That his duty is first to think. And therefore, we must labor in thought so that we're not reckless with opinions, we're not reckless with our actions. And I've noticed that the inability for men, when I say men, I mean like mankind, to think makes us reckless with opinions, with attitudes, with reason, with actions, with reactions, just an inability to understand. I'm going to read a few messages, but first let me introduce our conversation today on the Lords of Logic. We're continuing from last week with the topic, what is forgiveness? Interestingly, the very same conversation played out again as it did last week during confessions, and it's beautiful because we need to understand it, and then we need to juxtapose who we are if we have discovered who we are. Because if you haven't discovered who you are, well, I think it can still serve you. But when you understand something and you juxtapose who you are against that which you know, then you can extract something akin to a structure, a body of laws and principles. Like, you can become a being of established principles. You kind of get the picture, right? Yeah, you're like a house. And so the things that build you would be principles and knowledge and understanding and light and comprehension and will and action and reactions. You're built. Okay. What is forgiveness? I think we have objective perspectives, at least I've heard some. We have subjective perspectives. I've heard a lot. And then we have opinions that need refining. There's some opinions we even need to altogether reconsider. There's some that may not be worth the light of day. This is a good place to start. There's a time for everything. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, a time to gather them together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain. There's a time to search, and there's a time to give up searching. There's a time where you keep, and there's a time to throw away. There's a time to tear down. There's a time to mend. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to speak. There's a time to love. And in this bloody world, there's a time for hate. There's a time for peace, and there's a time for war. There's a time for everything. So if everything has a time, then let me go to this message here. I'm trying to lay a foundation here. So a gentleman sent me a message saying that it's not everything that we confess. Is there anything like forgive and forget? Do you really forget any wrong done to you as a person? Madam Joyce, it's not everything you confess. Okay, so that's also debatable. I guess the question is, to whom are you confessing for? And then what again is the act that you are subjecting to not confessing? I think there are many factors that move around to properly establish whether, if for any remote reason it's not everything you confess, then maybe it is the things you're afraid of confessing that you must actually confess. Because you see now, that's reductive. You're suggesting that you can do something and necessarily hold it to yourself, and that's better for you and the world as long as nobody knows about it. But who tells you nobody knows about it? Who tells you that? But you would like to believe that nobody knows about it. So if you don't confess, then maybe when I say there are moving factors, what I probably mean is, if you offend someone and you have caused them damage, do you think you retain the right to withhold confession because you think, well, I can choose not to confess? Do you suppose that if that were your reaction to an action, or if that was your action that has brought about someone suffering as a consequence of your action, that you can get away with it? It was for you that I read that there is a time for everything. There's a time for you to bring about error, and then there's a time for judgment. To suppose that you can do a thing and get away with it is as delusional as it is stupid. You don't believe me? Let's prove it. But I need to open up the telephone lines, so I'm laying that in your hearing just so that you can get into the conversation and let me know how much of that you object with. So let's get into this. Let's collectively find out how much trouble we can get ourselves in today. 0201-465-7190. Welcome, lords, to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce.
Where are the lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
So what is forgiveness? I guess first we need to understand what it is and then understand its interpretation. So there's like, we're laboring two lanes here. One lane is understanding forgiveness. The other is to understand its application and how it applies. Nigeria Info. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Now you must tell me your name.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you here.
The voice is faint, but I'll try my best to communicate.
Your phone isn't good.
Forgive and forget. The person who brought that logic, you know, that statement is not going that way with me, you know, because you can't really forget, but you can forgive. Now, when it comes to forgive, you can forgive, you know, and then accept the, for instance, somebody offends you, you know, you can forgive, you know, and then accept the person, you know, coming back, you know, to his former, that is the way you were before. You know, at the same time, you can forgive somebody, you know, based on the consequences of the action the person took and then the effect it had on you. You can forgive somebody and at the same time, stay away from that person for the sake of your sanity. So, but forgiving and forgetting, I don't think it's possible, because when you are talking about forgetting, it means you are telling me that you want to format that person's memory. You know, because in as much as you have memory, what someone has done to you, especially the one that is very painful, you know, we stuck in your brain. So forgive, yes, I accept, but forgive and forget, I don't think it's possible.
All right. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. What's forgiveness and what's its application? How do you understand it? Someone had a question for me before the break. I may answer that in a moment. Hello. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for being here.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Me again, Emeka from Satellite Town.
Good to
Lord
have
Emeka
you.
From Satellite Town.
Lord Emeka, good to have you.
Yes. Forgiveness means letting go of resentment. One white man sometime, we're having a conversation somewhere, he described forgiveness or refusal to forgive as holding on to a hot coal. Mm-hmm. A hot coal and expecting to throw it at the other person.
Okay.
Or holding on to poison in your mouth and expecting to throw it at the other person. And the more you hold on to that hot coal or that poison in your mouth, it also causes some damage to you. However, forgiveness, for forgiveness to be complete, in the true sense of forgiveness, it is important to give room for the person that that has hurt you to understand what he or she has done and the extent of damage. It is important to throw it to that person and see if that person will show any remorse. In either case, some people will decide to let go of resentment, whether the person accepts or not. Some may decide to let go and move on, whether he acknowledges or not. Some might say, okay, since you have refused to acknowledge the wrong or the hurt you've done to me, let's go. And we must understand that we have different kinds of people in this world. There are people who have developed themselves spiritually to a level in life, whether metaphysically or in other ways, that once you hurt them, the moment you hurt them and refuse to make atonement or to apologize for what you have done, naturally there's going to be consequences. They may not come after you physically, but spiritually they have developed themselves to that level because they try as much as possible to avoid hurting other people. And when they find that they've hurt other people, they try to apologize. So getting forgiveness from the person that you have hurt is essential even before you approach the Most High. Because like I said earlier in Confessions, the scripture, the Holy Book says, confess your sins to one another. So it is important to grant that person that opportunity. Hey, Joyce, you did this to me, you did this to me, did this to me, did this to me. And all this while I've been holding on to it. I just want to let go, but I thought I should let you know. Some people might be remorseful, some might be adamant, and even expect you to just forgive even without them asking for it. So it's, you must understand, when you're dealing with people, there are different kinds of humans in this world. They are very dangerous beings in this world. And if you refuse to acknowledge what you have, the wrong you've done to them, there are consequences. It could be physical, it could be spiritual.
Okay.
There are consequences.
Okay.
So, and then another aspect I want to rein in here is this. When it comes to the issue of forgiving and forgetting, we don't really forget. Insofar as we are human, nobody forgives and forgets. You can let go of the resentment, but any day you see that person, you still have a little bit of remembrance or flicker of remembrance of what happened or transpired in the past.
Not really.
The attitude.
No, I don't think so.
No, you will have a flicker. The attitude of that person will not determine to what extent that remembrance goes in your heart. If that person has already asked for forgiveness, well, just let it go, but you'll be more careful. Especially if what happens then, you bear a little of the blame
okay.
as to what happened.
Okay.
But if not, you move on with your life. So forgiveness is essential when we start from the person that has been hurt before we move to a higher being. What
okay.
else? We're just deceiving ourselves.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Thank you. So now there emerges another fundamental question is, why is it necessary to attempt to atone for your sins? So if I do something against you and I haven't confessed to you and I haven't apologized, you're hurting. Is it necessary for me to attempt to atone for my sins? And why? So now that's another serious question I'm insisting that I ask, or at least throw out in the air, just so that you can think about it and decide what the answer is going to be. The gentleman who asked me if I could forgive him after 20 years of him killing, say, my mom, for example, he thinks forgiveness should mean that I forgive him and we become pals. So I think that there needs to be a sitting down to understand the consequence of error against someone. You have to sit down and understand what your action can do to someone else. So if your action, for example, is that you killed my mom, you have damaged me in ways you can't even touch with words, hands, or even your prayers. So I think you do not comprehend what, say, betrayal does to someone. So I heard a story of a man whose wife cheated, this same DNA gist, a few days ago, that his wife cheated on him with a top bank official. Did you all hear that news? You remember the story? One of these are prominent banks. And the wife had two children. They had grown up to probably about 7 years old or something like that. And I don't know how the problem fell open. And it was discovered that the kids are not for the man, but belonged to the wife's boyfriend, who is a top banking executive. And I heard that the man committed suicide. there are many things that make people commit suicide. One would think, well, a woman cheated on you, the kids are not yours, you haven't lost too much, you can pick up again. But someone died from that. Well, you don't know how much damage you can do to someone when you break their spirit. So I'm asking you to think about it. Why is it necessary to atone? It's another question I'm injecting here as we discuss what is forgiveness and how to apply it. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Good to have you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, what does it mean to forgive? Now, hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you say you have to forgive someone, first, what does it mean to forgive someone? It means that, and I believe you can forgive and forget big time. First, forgiving someone means that you don't think about what they've done to you anymore. You leave it to God, and you never use it in reacting toward them anymore. But sometimes, just like someone that talked about someone killed someone or another, and you have to forgive such person, yeah, you can forgive that person quite all right and never use it in reacting towards them. But you'll be afraid sometimes to stay with them because there is this fear they have created in you. It doesn't mean you haven't forgiven. Because one, you don't have any bad thoughts towards that person anymore. That means you are forgiving that person. But once you say you are forgiving someone, when you see them, you still is, but I don't forgive them. God, they see. You have not forgiven. You are supposed to be, when you see them, when they laugh with you, you laugh with them without having any bad thoughts towards them. Because when you still have all these minor bad thoughts towards them, it simply means you have not forgiven. And when you are saying confess for someone to forgive you, it simply means when you are talking about confession, sometimes it's when somebody does not know, just like that man that said he has sinned against his wife, he has done something that his wife does not know. Yes, but not you and somebody that have quarreled or do something that both of you know that you have offended each other and is not ready to apologize to you despite it's wrong, and you two, you say you not apologize or you not forgive. That is, you both of you just have something.
All right. Okay.
One can easily forgive that person knowing that both of you have offended. Okay, it's not ready to apologize. Fine. Me, I will continue smiling with this person. I will not have any bad thought towards this person, and I will respect this person.
All right.
You understand?
Great.
That is
got
forgiveness.
It.
But confessing, again, when you talked about confess, not this one me I see in Catholic Church, mention of name, that you have to go to meet one person. Confessing is that, like, you have a place you go for worship. Elders is not one person. You talk to the elders, I've done this, I've done that. The elders call themselves together and see how they could help you. Not this one, you go to one man and you say, you confess your sin and say, your sin has been forgiven, in sign of the cross, and you walk away. Big time lie.
Oh, you don't believe that. All right, well, thank you very much
for
calling. I appreciate it. Hello, Nigeria Info. What's forgiveness? How do you apply it? Why is it necessary to atone for your own sins? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Joyce, this market woman.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. You are not
I'm out
that
of there,
already.
Man. Are you okay now?
All right. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you. Joyce, you can forgive and forget. You know, when the children of Israel were doing some kind of thing, once they go back to that thing, God always tell them that you done this before. You remember all those ones? He always remember the children of Israel, like all those things. I believe that you can forgive and forget, except that person hurt you the way he have hurt you before. That thing will come back. You know what happened recently? Something happened to me and my junior brother. So there is one thing I did for him when we were young. I forgot this thing when he now hurts me recently. You know, as I was just praying, that my memory went to that thing. I begin to weep that why this thing came back. This thing I've not remembered for so many years. Even when I tell my junior one, I say, see what happened, because she have not heard it from me before. I said, how can this thing come back to my memory now? Is there something God is telling me that, see, all these people you are doing all these things for, they are not there for you. So your memory can go back. Not that you forgive somebody, you begin to see that person and see that thing he has done for you. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So nobody's attempting to answer the question why it's necessary for your errors to be atoned. Like why it's important for you to confess, to say, well, I've done this against you and I'm sorry. Can anybody attempt? Well, you're on the Lords of Logic. I don't want just one body. I want every body with their head on its shoulder to attempt to think about it and then see whether you can answer the question. I can point you in a direction. When you err against someone, you are in a universe that operates under laws. So you have law of nature, law of this, law of physics, law of chemistry. You have laws, laws. So in a world where laws are as fixed as time itself, justice becomes the scale for balance. So when you err against someone, you tilt a balance. And so to balance it, there must be justice. So that's one vague interpretation. I want you to think about it. And you let me know whether you understand the necessity for atonement, or at least in a more simplistic term, why it's important for you to go to someone whom you have offended to say, I'm sorry. What does not being sorry do in a world where laws are operational? If you need another clue, I can point you in one direction. You've heard of the laws of cause and effects, right? You know, it's a fundamental principle that states that every action has a corresponding reaction. And I read you out of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. There's a time for you to be unjust. And then there's a time for justice to be served, meaning that you never, ever get away with anything. So just that, if you were thinking, well, I'm not going to confess, to someone says, well, don't confess, you let the sleeping dogs lie. There, it's only an illusion because you think you're able to hold peace still for a moment. But if you have upset the scale of justice, then you are in debt. Well, if you can beat me to it, well, at least you have to try. And I'd like for you to logically see whether you can expand on that or upset it totally. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to have you. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
I can hear you. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Am I onto the program?
Yeah, this is Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. We're on the Lords of Logic.
Okay, I want to speak on atonement.
Oh, good.
You know, when it comes to forgiveness, there are two dimensions to it. There is reconciliation and there is restitution. And then when you talk of reconciliation, it has that, I think that is what atonement has to do. It's necessary you confess, let the person know.
Why?
For instance, if it's your spouse, it's make the person to understand the strength of the love you have for such a person. Because if you hide it or if you keep it away, just because of the harm you're going to cause, definitely with time, the person will definitely get to know. So it's good you tell the person.
All right.
He or she may feel hot at the moment, at that particular point in time, but with time, as a human being, she may come to reason and said, or he may come to reason to say,
okay,
this person.
Hold on a second. We're off on a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Where are the Lords? Welcome to the Lords of Logic. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. And interestingly, I think I'm getting more questions than I'm getting answers. Come on now. You're on the Lords of Logic. It's a conversation. It's a back and a forth. It's a you and a me. It's a, we're digging through something. We're trying to find out how much trouble we can get into. It's supposed to be mentally straining. But I think it's fundamentally human consciousness in words and in thoughts being expressed. So yeah, we got work to do on the Lords of Logic. Let's talk on Nigeria Info. If we could do something against someone and not confess because we don't see the need, then we're not doing enough evil in the world. And then we all just wake up Go out there, plunder the world, defile ourselves, debase ourselves. We're not doing enough evil if we can truly get away with it. So it's either we are getting away with it or we are not. There are no middle grounds to this game. It's in or out. It's a yes or a no. It's a up and a down. It's a justice or injustice. It's black and white. It's up and down. It's good as evil. There are no middle ground. So if there's a supposition that you can get away with it, then you're not doing enough evil. You wake up, go do more. After you're going to get away with it, you're not doing enough. You do more. Do better than the last time. Outdo yourself. Impress hell. Be the one to be bitten. Like, be unmatched. But if you know you're not going to get away with it, or you don't think... No, so here's what I think I'm getting from you. You think you can do it and get away with it. I met someone who has concluded that he can get away with it. And I'm willing to lose to prove to him that he can get away with it. I'm not going to lose, and he doesn't know that, but... Welcome to the game. May the best man win. Turn off the volume of your radio set where Nigeria Info is the Lords of Logic. What's forgiveness? Why is atonement necessary?
Hello?
I'm with you.
Can somebody call back?
No, no, not now. Wait, call back at 2:45.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, please understand, I have to speak to other people, I beg you. Thank you very much for being a good lord. Hey, welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, what's
good
up? Afternoon to you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Good, I can hear you.
All right, thank you. Joyce, I want to say something about this forgive and forget.
Okay.
This market woman just called now, she was saying something like, God, forgive and you can forgive and you can forget. For me, I don't think so.
Why?
It depends on your offense. Like, for example, I've been in a situation whereby somebody offended me, someone offended me. So, though I've forgiven that person, but I don't think I can forget.
Okay.
So that's why I said it depends on what, or it depends on the offense. For instance, I'm saying this now straight to this market woman I just called now. What if you, whereby you escape a gunshot? Can you hear me, Joyce?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You escape a gunshot from a friend. And after escaping this gunshot, and someone came to you, like, was telling me that, and that same friend, the friend now came to you. I was now apologizing to you, like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forgive me for this.
Yeah.
So are you trying to tell me that you forgive this person and at the same time you still forget?
So what's your confusion? Are you saying you can forgive and not forget? You're insisting that you cannot forget. Oh yeah, I think largely you can forget except you lose your memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are not going to hold it against them anymore.
I mean, you can forgive the person, but you can't forget about
it. Yeah, like, but to not forget means that you're not going to hold it against the person. So if your girlfriend cheated on you now, for example, and you forgive her and because she's truly sorry, you're not going to hold it against her tomorrow when you have an argument over coffee.
I won't hold it. I won't still
That's it.
Like,
yeah, you've forgiven her, but you're still going to have small fights over color of shirt and button type and table napkins and socks and sneakers. You're going to have, like, stupid, foolish arguments. But you're not going to say, well, you're this way because you cheated on me. You're not going to do that.
No.
No, that's it. You're forgiving her now. You're not going to forget, but...
Yeah, I'm forgiving the person, right? I know. That's what I'm saying. I'll forgive you.
Okay, good.
But,
we get it. Then it's clear.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I get you. You're clear. You're clear. You're very clear.
So that's what I'm trying to. For me, I don't think it depends on the offense. So
okay.
I don't think it's very hard for someone to, like, you forgive somebody and you forget at the same time. For me,
all right,
it's very hard.
Thank you.
So you can forgive, but you can't forget.
All right. Thank you. I think all of you are falling into the easy aspect of the conversation. Come on now. I dare you. I dare you to go into this head first. So you can smash your old reason and maybe you survive it and come up with something good. Why is it necessary? Is it necessary to atone? So you can say, well, it's not necessary to atone. It's not necessary for me to be sorry. Come on now, give me something, huh? Welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Good.
Hello?
I'm with you. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. It's the Lords of Logic. Well, you tell us your name. Good afternoon.
Talking about forgiving and
what's your name? You're a lord of the Lords of Logic. What's your name, handsome?
Kola from Ogba.
Good to have you. Thank you very much, Kola.
It depends on the type of offense.
Okay.
That you can forgive and forget. Okay. Hello?
Come on now. You think I'm sleeping?
Hello?
You can't hear me?
So, it depends on the type of offense that you can forgive and forget. You cannot tell me that if your friend, your best friend, sleeps with your wife now, as a man, you want to forgive and forget. It doesn't add up, honestly. Yes, you can forgive, but even in forgiving, you don't want to have anything to do with that friend. You may not hold it up against him, but you will definitely not want to be with that kind of a friend.
Thank you. Nigeria Info. Someone sent me a message saying, just to be the first to say happy Easter to you, Joyce. Please, this will deliver to you before 3:20 p.m. So sorry it's coming late. Uh-oh. Someone is sending something over. Is that the Ferrari you talked about? Someone sent me a... But of course, thank you very much for your message, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. And happy Easter to everyone. I'm losing time of the calendar. Oh, we're at Easter already? Wow. Time flies. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Okay, and then you have to speak up. Good to have you. Thank you for calling the Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to speak on the forgiveness of a thing that you're talking about. Yeah, my view is when somebody offends you, it is important that the person comes for forgiveness from you, like come to you, approach you, tell you what transpired, why that thing happened, what caused it, then before you be open. And for me, it shows that the person is remorseful for whatever he or she have done. So when you come now, and the person coming, even the person's appearance, the way he or she reacted to you will show you his depth heart, whether really he is remorseful for that action. Then you now open yourself and forgive him or her. But when the person did not show any sign of remorseful, and then you want the person to just naturally forgive the person, speaking now from the event of last week's confession, the person cannot just forgive the mother. The mother needs to go, call her daughter, call her children, say, see, oh, whatever I have done to you people previously, I am so sorry. This is the reason why it happens, or this. But relaxing, thinking that because she gave birth to those children, is now her entitlement, she's now entitled to whatever those children has in future. That is why you think that you don't need to apologize. Then you just think that because you are their mother, you can call them for whatever you want at any point in time, without even considering that when they were all growing or when they were small, they needed you as a mother. You did not answer any call. When they cried, they did not say anybody to tell them sorry. So when you are coming, you should from there. I am so sorry for not being there for you at that moment that you needed me. Because when you have a child and your child is growing, it is vice versa. As the baby is growing, you are taking care of, paying responsibility, doing everything, sleepless nights. It shows that when that child grows, it will return it back to you.
Okay.
When you now disappeared, and then at your old age, you now think that you need the interest of those children. That is why you are not coming back. It's not that you are remorseful for those actions. It's not that you are remorseful for those children not seeing you as a parent, but whether mama or papa, and you think that you are entitled because you push them.
Okay.
You are not entitled for those children. You need to apologize. You need to go to them. If you want to kneel down, yourself, you can kneel down because you have offended them.
Okay.
So when you offend somebody, please, it is important you go to the person.
Don't say please. It's okay.
Go to the person, ask the person for forgiveness. If you want to kneel down, the person say no, don't kneel down. That one is about shows sign of remorse that you are so sorry for that. That is when heaven will open for the person to forgive you, and that child or that girl or those children will definitely forgive their mother, and then you see life will come back together again.
All right.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I appreciate really your commentary. Last week, a man said that to forgive Because I said, is it possible to forgive a person when they haven't asked your forgiveness? Last week, a gentleman called the show last week, just at the end of the show, and said that if you have to wait for a person to ask for forgiveness before you forgive them, then the forgiveness is optional. Basically, he was nearly suggesting that it's not necessary for the one who has offended to ask for forgiveness before they before you forgive them. There's a message here on Instagram. Bami says, I think the desire for forgiveness would be predicated on my conviction. If I feel like I haven't necessarily done anything wrong, then I wouldn't have the conviction inside and desire to be forgiven. You have a perception. Your reaction has caused someone pain. So if your reaction causes someone pain and the person says to you, Bami, this thing you did offended me. You are saying, Bami, that based on your conviction, if you don't feel you've done anything to hurt them, you're going to say, well, I don't care. You're hurt. I don't care. That's what you're going to say? Well, I don't know. You let me know. If you offend someone, you must go to that person, tell him or her, then ask for their forgiveness. Okay, so Austin, you have to tell me why you think asking for forgiveness is necessary. Remember, you're on the Lords of Logic, so I'm pushing you every way I can. So a part of this is chemistry, a part of this is psychology, a part of this is physics. In a world where laws are operational, so you already know what a law is, right? So there's cause and effect, and I've kind of pointed you in that way. If a person brings about injustice to that scale of order, and they feel, I have brought injustice and I don't care and I need not be forgiven, I don't need your forgiveness, I can forgive myself. In a world where laws are operational, what happens? So, well, the flip side is, why is it necessary to ask for forgiveness? So I think I've nearly given you the answer, but I'll wait for you to turn up. At least turn up with an argument. Contrary. Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Make it back. How are you? Good to have you.
Yeah, this is Azude.
Thank you for calling.
I don't know why people so much love forgiveness. And for my own understanding of life, whatever wrong you do, you will be happy to receive it back as a punishment. Yes, because to me, I try life. After playing my life, I call God. Whatever I do in life that hurt anybody, let me have it back. It does not mean that I should ask forgiveness, for me not to suffer for what I've done before. I have to pay. People must pay. People must learn how to pay whatever they've done to anybody in life.
Okay, let me understand you. Are you saying there is no need for you to ask for forgiveness as long as you're ready to accept the consequence of your actions?
Yes, yes.
I like
that. I didn't do that. Yes.
That's a good way to go out.
Since I know myself, okay. I know that I don't have to be stupid. I never hurt anybody. Even if I hurt you, maybe just by fighting, I end it there.
Okay, so let me see if I understand you. Let me see if I understand you. Have you heard the parable? I think it was Jesus who told the parable that if a person steals, he should pay back sevenfold. Have you heard that?
I can't hear you.
If a person steals, he should pay back sevenfold. If he steals,
yes.
You've heard it? So with that same logic, it's possible that if you offend someone, then the consequences should come back to you sevenfold. Are you down?
And no matter how many times.
Oh, bang, bang. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I know about it. Because I did it. And I must take it back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you do to me, come to you 100 times, it doesn't mean that I forgive you by words.
No.
Let it go back to you 100 times. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
Oh, no, I was talking about you, like you being the receiver of the consequence, and you sound like you are ready for, you've learned how to die. Fantastic. And that's so good, and I'm glad you called in this afternoon. That's an old man. I was expecting that from a younger person, but that's good. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joy.
Good to have, turn up the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon. Why, this is Moses, why is it necessary to forgive? It's necessary to forgive because it gives you peace of mind.
That's not the question. Why is it necessary for you who has offended someone to ask for forgiveness?
Oh, why is it necessary for me who have offended someone to ask for forgiveness? Why is it necessary is that The truth is that you that have offended someone would never.
Hello? Lost you. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello?
Good to have you here. Ooh, lady, good to have you.
Hi, good afternoon, sorry.
Afternoon to you. I think you're the third lady today or the fourth. That's so good. I like hearing ladies talk.
So I'm trying to attempt, I'm not sure I've completely formed my thoughts, but I want to attempt to why it's important for you to seek for forgiveness and why it's important for you to atone for your sins.
I want to hear you tell me your name first on the Lord's.
Okay, my name is AB, sorry.
All right, Lord AB, go ahead.
All right. It's important for you to do that because, like you said, I believe that while the world is not fair, the world is very balanced. And what comes around goes around. And, you know, because of the faith that I also belong to, it is said that it is easier for you to even offend God than for you to offend man. Because if you offend man, you not only need to seek forgiveness from God, you have to seek forgiveness from man, and the person has to forgive you because the consequences would always come back to you. The interesting thing, though, that I'm thinking about now, why some people do not think it's necessary, is because the consequences are not linear and they are not sometimes, should I say, directly proportional. So say I slap somebody, the consequences that might come back to you if you don't apologize to that person because you slapped them and you're not supposed to do that, it might not be that you're going to get a slap on your face. It might be something so much more different. And people do not quickly make that connection. So they think, oh, okay, it's not a direct consequence. But everything that you do has a direct consequence on your life one way or another. Unfortunately, you might not know which way that is going to come around, which is why it's important for you to actually atone for your sins and seek forgiveness from people when you hurt them.
I could take that any day. First and in the morning. Thank you for calling. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info is the Lords of Logic.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Please do me a favor. Let's give the people who haven't gotten through an opportunity to speak, okay?
Hello,
welcome
Joyce.
To the show. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Yeah.
Sorry. Hello, Joyce.
I can hear you. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
So I'm Rose.
Welcome, Rosie. Lord Rose. Yeah. Good.
So, for me to confess, to ask for forgiveness, it will make me feel truly repentant, if I'm truly, and it will also allow me to have a clean conscience, a free mind, and it will also allow me not to go back to my badness or sin.
Go back.
So that's
okay.
How I see. So that's
Thank
why
you.
I will beg for forgiveness.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate for your message, your contribution. There's a message here. However, I feel forgiveness is possible, but as for the angle of forgetfulness, it's practically impossible, especially when you still get to see the person every day. Now, a litmus to testing if forgiveness has really been given, do we give forgiveness though? Anyways, what shows it is that whenever we remember that, the hurts would no longer be there. That's my submission. This is Gideon from Abuja saying that the litmus test to know that you have truly forgiven someone is whenever you even remember it, the pain that comes with the thought is not there. Thank you very much for your message. I appreciate. Lawal says, I believe genuine forgiveness comes with retaliation. It's only on the Lords of Logic you hear stuff like that. But you see, we can debate that. Hold on, your name, Lawal. Lawal says he believes genuine forgiveness comes with retaliation. Retaliation? You want to think that through? Because forgiveness and retaliation in the same sentence already sounds like a wrong psychological sentence. But yeah, I guess that's an opinion. So some people may agree or disagree with that. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, good to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. Thank you very much for calling. You tell us your name. You can go ahead. You can't hear me. I apologize. I'm so sorry. Make it back. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Lady Jane.
Thank you for calling.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, see, I find it a bitter pill to swallow. And it leaves a putrid taste in my mouth when you say somebody offends me and can't ask forgiveness before I forgive. Mine is just when you offend me, or if I offend you, I would calm down and ask for forgiveness. I want you to tell me the reason why you hurt me so bad. When that hurt came on, I wore the shoe. I knew where it pinched me. I was the one you bruised, for crying out loud. Somebody said, you forgive, you forget. You can forgive, you can't forget. We are not robots. We are human beings. Growing up, you know, the last time this came up, I said my mom did something to me when I was, you know, little. When I say little, probably in my secondary school days. And when I got married, that thing kept playing in my head. Why was this done? Why did this happen to me? All in the, she said she was trying to correct me. I told my husband, I told my kids. And then they were like, speak with her. I spoke with my mom. She had to tell me the reason. You can't just tell me this thing happened because I was trying to correct you. No, why, mom? Why was this done to me? That time I was bruising. And I grew up and I wanted to know the reason. Tell me why you hurt me so bad. And so I still go with what I just said initially. That's for you to offend me. Please make an atonement for what you've done. Carry me along why you did that thing to me at that particular point in time. Don't just tell me you want to dump it on me. No. Tell me why you did this. Let me know. Carry me along. And then I'll not, you know, sitting down, dialoguing, communicating will now make me say, okay, yes, okay, I really want to forgive you.
All right.
So if there's a crime, of course, there should be an amendment for crying out loud.
All right.
It's a state of equilibrium. Carry me along. Let me know why this was done to me. Okay. You know, saying it now, it's even easy for me. Initially, whenever I think about it, I cry. But now it's easy because I had to sit her down and she said something. And she said she was truly sorry for doing that to me.
Okay.
And so don't just shove it down. Forgive, forget. No, no.
Okay.
Even you that committed that offense, you will still remember what you have done 100 years to this time. So when you sit down, sit with that person, have a dialogue, a constructive dialogue, analyze it, scrutinize it, dialyze it, whatever you want to do. It will make that person find a conviction in their heart to forgive you.
Thank
and
you.
And that's why I stand this afternoon.
Very much for calling. I appreciate it. There's a message here from Character Frank. He says, what does the statement to err is human, to forgive is divine mean? I'm not sure whether you need me to answer the question or you're pointing us in some direction, but even forgiveness is a gift, the capacity to be capable of forgiving. It's like, it takes more than just intellect to be intelligent. Something else is at play. Something else is at play. And it's not even in your genes I'm referring to. So I'm not sure what you mean when you say to err is human, to forgive is divine. Are you saying, well, if you err against a human, then forgiveness, you just go to their God and be like, well, yo, I screwed your son over, but I just came stop by to say sorry. I don't know what you mean. Paul says, I think forgiveness is subjective to the action of the offender. You can't forgive, forget, and entrust service.
Okay.
And entrust service or possession to the same person, and it should be clear that confession doesn't evade you of consequence. Confession doesn't absorb you of the consequence. Now, you see, that's another dimension someone is injecting. Paul is saying, if you confess, you will still get the consequence of the action. And I guess the express logic to explain that is because you operate in a world of laws. So to balance that scale, cause and effects, and it's in your school books, right? At least it's in your physics. My father offended me. He said I stole his money, which I didn't. It pained my heart so much, I was expecting him to say sorry. He saw his money 2 days later and apologized. I forgave him totally because he knew sincerely that he offended me. So this is someone's story. He's forgiven his father. And what about pedophilia? Those asking to forgive and forget, what will they say to pedophilia? Will they do the same? Wild. All right, forgiveness to me means letting go the hurt caused to you by someone and never to bring revenge. I don't think forgetting is possible. Confessing your sin, the person involved for forgiveness is very necessary because it will make your mind to be at rest. I was hoping for a situation where we could properly lacerate and attempt to comprehend the necessity, or at least understand if it's necessary for the person who has erred to seek forgiveness. You think it's necessary? And I think that's highly trivialized, or maybe not understood. You don't know why. And so I say, well, to understand whether you should or shouldn't, can you scale? So you can say to me, or you can say to a person, you're such a stupid idiot. That's all you said. But what is the weight of that to that person? Think about it. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce.